from Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. This is Tom from Comwave Networks. I actually received a voicemail from you. I think it was last week, just giving you a call back.
Oh, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, good. You know, I got your message and said something along the lines of having us approved for some working capital. We're actually kind of in the market for it, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, okay. Kind of in the market for working capital?
Yeah, I believe so. I guess I was just kind of interested how you guys, you know, got our information, where the approval came from, that sort of thing.
Sure. No, I got you. Well, the way we got your information is just through our vending, and how it works is just, it's not really, we don't pick it out of the hat or anything like that. We really just research you guys, and we see that you guys have done some funding through TCF Equipment, and you guys, you know, have some lending history with them, so we offer, you know, want to put our hand in the ring, too.
Oh, okay. Well, good timing. Good timing. You know, we do got a couple projects coming up where we're going to need some additional capital. So what kind of rates do you guys have?
You know, our rates are all different. You know, they range. It just depends on what you look like on paper, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm kind of new around here. So, I mean, if you don't mind, I actually just transferred from customer service department and I'm still in the training program. So, with respect to programs and terms and all that stuff, I mean, it would be okay if I just hand you over to my senior rep.
You know, I think I'd rather just talk to you.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah, man, it's a mock call, so just go through it and ask me questions.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Nice. But yeah, you know, okay, so back to it. Like,
okay.
You know, so how much can I get from you?
Well, how much do you want?
Well, projects we have, you know, they're actually starting next week. Going to need money for materials and payroll. Probably about $100,000 is the initial, you know, amount that we're going to have to start with.
Okay, $100,000. And, okay, so, I mean, that would free up about 10 to 15%. What were your gross annual sales last year?
Well, we did about $8
million. $8 million? Okay, so, yeah, that would be 10%, 10 to 15% of that. So, you know, you'd be looking at about 800,000.
Okay. I mean, only need 100. How is that gonna?
Yeah,
I get it.
No, that's fine. I mean, if you get approved for more, you don't have to take all of it. So I mean, you can just you can take as much as you want. What are you gonna use the funds for?
Well, we're doing a couple larger than usual projects. We're based here in Los Angeles, but we're doing these up in Monterey. We're laying the electrical groundwork for a few corporate buildings that are being put in, and okay. we have to, you know, cover the cost of materials. The labor actually costs a little more than usual. Normally, we do about 45 an hour. These specific jobs are 60 an hour.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're looking at least $100,000 to get things going. We won't begin receiving payments until about 60 days into the work.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And what do you, what's your rate of return on that, do you think?
So the entire project, we should net about $900,000. You know, when all is said and done, we want to clear over $400,000 on the entire project.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. That sounds awesome. Okay. And when are you trying to get the money by?
You know, like, probably should have been a little quicker with this and got it in place, but you know, the actual work starts next Monday, so I need to do it as soon as possible. How soon are you guys able to, you know, finish the entire process?
Well, that's good, man. You know, we can get you approved in 24 hours if you send us all the right paperwork, and we can get you funded actually within like 48 hours. So it's actually pretty nice. I mean, even if you need it by Monday, I mean, we could definitely get you, you know, funded by Monday.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's something I'd be interested in, but I guess I kind of need to know a general idea of, you know, what your interest rates are. I mean, I get these calls from, you know, 10 of them a day maybe, so I don't want to just settle for the first one.
No, I got you. You know, we're pretty competitive on our rates. I mean, we're going to be just a little bit more sometimes just because our rates or our loans are shorter term. So, you know, whereas some banks might offer, you know, 10 years, but lower interest, you know, but over the, we have is, you know, 3 to 36 months, especially for working capital. You have 3 to 36 months in that range for the rates. So it's going to be short term, bigger rates. But I mean, if you're trying to get the investment, you know, say about $400,000 above what you're looking for, I mean, there's no really reason for the interest rates to kind of matter. But how long have you guys been in business for?
Well, the business has been around for about 18 years.
18 years? Okay. Well, just to give you some more information, too, and I can give you a better idea of what you're probably looking for on rates.
Yeah, I'd like to get, you know, just a general idea, because I don't want to waste your time or my time.
Sure. How would you rate your credit?
The credit's got a few things on there. You know, I actually had a tax lien last year. It's actually... I'm on a payment plan. It's scheduled to come off, but I mean, is that, do you have to look at the credit? I don't necessarily want my credit to be pulled.
Well, you know, we only pull, it's what we call, consider a soft inquiry. We actually pull from Experian. It's going to hit your business. I mean, we do look at, your personal a little bit, but it's really going to go off of your business one. And it, you know, like I said, it's a soft inquiry. It's more based off of what your annual sales are. I mean, if you have enough cash flow, then we can assume that you can, you know, pay the note.
Okay.
I mean, have you already looked into financing?
Well, you know, we bank with Chase, so we've done most of our equipment is financed through them, and they're able to get it done because we've been around for a long time. But this one, this particular instance is kind of a short. You know, short notice, so I'm left scrambling.
Okay. Did you talk to them about this one? About what you're looking right now?
Yeah, we have a line of credit through them, but it's just not enough to cover it.
Okay. So that's what they said, they just not enough? Okay. And what happens if you don't get this loan?
Well, I'm probably going to have to dip into some of, you know, my personal account to cover it, because I mean, I know the money's going to be there. We're going to make money on this, but it's just a matter of getting it in place and starting it up. So I'd like to, you know, ideally not have to dip into my own account for the business. So it's kind of why I'm in the position looking for financing now.
Okay, I understand 100%. Yeah, is business pretty good for you guys right now, then, too?
Yeah, it's getting a lot better. These are some larger projects. We're trying to take on more and more of these bigger ones so we can hopefully keep growing.
Right on. There you go. What are your growth plans for this year?
Well, this is a new area. We don't normally work up in Monterey. We're primarily Southern California, but this is the first contract, so we're hoping it will be the first.
No, you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, okay. Let me get to a better connection.
Thanks. All right. Okay, well, you know what? Tom, you know what I can do for you? I know you're really interested in the rates, but let's, why don't we do this? I can send you the, you know, application package. It's 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and just the one page application. And that way, you know, we can see what you look like on paper, and I can give you a better idea. I can actually give it to my senior, or you know, my underwriters, and they can actually take a look at it. And before we even pull your credit and anything like that, you know, I can tell you a moralistic number of what we're looking at. So, you know, if we can get just all that paperwork from you, we can actually look like what you look on paper, and I can give you a better idea of what we're looking at before we even run the credit or anything like
that. Yeah, that probably sounds like, you know, a good situation for me. That's kind of what I'm looking for here. I don't want to have my credit ran if it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to make sure you guys are going to be able to get me the amount I'm looking for, and it's not an outrageous rate.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I understand. I don't want to hurt your business at all either. So, I mean, I think that's what we do a lot for our customers. We get the information on the paper. We look at it, make sure everything's okay. I mean, if we think we can move forward, then we go for it. And I let you know before that even happens. So let me send you the information. What's a good email for you?
Tom@comwavenetworks.com.
Perfect. All right. And so I'll send that to you right in about 10 minutes. Just fill it out and... You know, if you want to get an answer back by today, you know, I could probably get you an answer either by today or tomorrow morning. So, not an approval. So, how about if I follow up with you either tomorrow afternoon or what would be a good time for you?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get this done as soon as possible. What did you say I need to have again?
You need 6 months of bank statements, the one application that I'm going to send for you, and your most recent tax return, so 2015 tax return.
Okay, now I don't have 2015 yet. Is 2014 okay?
Yeah, you can have 2014, as long as you have an extension for 2015.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly the case.
Okay. So if you get that, just get that extension, and then we should be good to go.
Okay, yeah, send that over to me, and I'll probably get it back to you today.
All right, Tom, sounds good, man.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good one.